Hello and welcome to a short story scene. I'm your host, the storyteller, and here we have a tale called Reconstruction from a Farmer's Point of View by Banjo Patterson. So the bank has the bus of the boiler in the sixth of the 7 year. It will pay me all my money back, of course, but the horse will perish waiting while the grass is germinating. And I reckon I'll be doing something like the horse. There's a plowing to be finished, and the plowmen want their pay. And I'd like to wire the fence and sink a tank, and I own my fairly beat how I'm going to make ends meet. With my money in reconstructed bank, it's fair and safe and sure investment, but it's one I can't afford, for I've got to meet my bills and pay the rent and the cash I have provided, so these meetings I have decided shall be collared by the bank, and at 3% I can draw out half my money, so that they tell me from the crown, but it's just enough to drive a fellow daft. My landlord's quite distressed by this very bank he's pressed, and he'll sell me up and pay his overdraft. There's my nearest neighbor Johnson, owed the self same bank a debt, every feather off of the poor old bank, and they plucked, and then they set to work and shove him, and they sold his house above him. Lord, they never gave him time to reconstruct. And the profits from the business have been 25%, which I reckon is pretty tidy whack, and I think it's only proper now that the thing has come of cropper that they ought to pay a little of it back. I have read about reserve funds and banking freeholds and the like, till I thought the bank had thousands of assets, and it struck me as very funny that they take the fellow's money when they haven't got enough to pay their debts, and that they say they've lent my money and they can't get pay it back. I know their rates or percent were 10s and 12s, and if they made their blunder after scooping all this plunder, why, they ought to fork the money out themselves. So all the bank shareholders, if you won't pay what you owe, you will find that on your bank will fall a blight, and the reason is because it's simply certain that deposits will be stopped and bank will bust and serve you right. And that concludes our tale, Reconstruction from a Farmer's Point of View, by Banjo Patterson.